Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Picture a 5-star luxury hotel. Perfect landscaping, top-notch customer service. Now picture a run-of-the-mill roadside motel. It probably isn't going to be able to achieve that 5-star rating because something's missing, right? If you could rate your retirement plan, how many stars would it have? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And today on our show, you'll get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric is in his 27th year at Heckman Financial. Eric, always good to be here with you.
Oh, great to be here, Lou Ann.
Thank you. If we were trying to see how ready we are for retirement, how can we make sure that our plan is going to have a 5-star rating, just like a 5-star hotel, Eric?
Well, certainly you want to stay in 5-star hotels. I was recently traveling in Europe, and my boys and I picked a lot of the hotels on Expedia and stuff. And turns out there's one thing that's not normally listed as a feature. It's called air conditioning.
Oh, my gosh. Air conditioning? Are you kidding me?
And several European hotels just don't care about air conditioning. They just figure a fan's good enough.
Oh, dear.
Well, not quite. Yeah, that was definitely not a 5-star hotel by any means. It was a cute place, but it was definitely more for the budget traveler and probably not my first pick in retrospect.
Right.
But, in terms of retirement, there's a lot of things you want to look at. And so obviously, air conditioning is still good. But, the main things you really want to be focused on, first and foremost, you got to have is an income plan. Without an income plan, there's no retirement. You're just unemployed, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't have a source of income. So that's the first and foremost one. And that's part of our blueprint to worry less wealth that we create for people. And so that's the first thing we go over is where are you at now? We all have an income plan. We might not know what it is, but we all have one. So knowing where you're headed is always a good thing. And then, you want to really have obviously the investment side of things, right? Where is that money located? How is it invested? But more importantly, as you get close to retirement, is how much volatility do you have? Rate of return is very kind of almost backseat in retirement. And really the biggest thing is volatility that can kill you. So if you've got a lot of ups and downs in these stock market crazy moments that we've had in the last year or two, then that means you're probably not in a very good portfolio for somebody who's going to be retired. And then, of course, you want to look at taxes. Taxes will be a huge drain on retirement. Taxes are so much more complicated when you're retired. It's amazing. Every client I ever tell this to, none of them believe me. And then about a year or two in retirement, they go, oh my gosh, taxes are so much more complicated because now you get to pick your income.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pick, do I want to take money from my IRA, from my Roth, from my savings account, from my investment account? All these different things. And of course, Social Security, it's tax-free on the state level in California, but taxable mostly on the federal side. So there's all sorts of complicated tax things that have nothing to do with you when you're working, but very complicated when you're retired. Then, of course, you got to take care of healthcare, right? So healthcare is going to be a huge, huge cost. Most estimates are around $250,000 or more just for premiums and co-payments in retirement. So that's something you got to be focused on. And then lastly, who's going to get your stuff? If you're ever incapacitated, who has the right to take money from your IRA so you don't have a penalty and so forth. So, you got to have all those areas. So you got to have that income, investment, healthcare, taxes, and legacy plan. And for us and at Heckman Financial, we actually call that the blueprint to worry less wealth.
Eric, I called them stars, but really what we're talking about are 5 key components of a solid retirement plan. Like you said, this is something that you offer our listeners every single weekend, a blueprint to retirement. What happens if you're missing one of these components, if you're missing the income plan or the investment strategy, any of those?
Well, I think probably the biggest problem is most people focus on investments. Really, my profession, for most financial advisors, they're really investment managers. They're not really helping people do retirement planning other than throwing stuff into software. But they're just hoping that, hey, with this much odds, you're going to probably be okay. That's not an income plan. So, if you're missing some of these things, then you can really have some big issues. If you spend too much early on in retirement, which a lot of people do because you got 7 days a weekend, not 2, you can spend a lot more money when you got a lot more time, right? And so, you know, that's one issue. Another one is people really can screw up the taxes. I find most people who do tax planning and tax advice really get it wrong in retirement. You know, they'll tell you to, oh, wait till you're 70 and a half and wait till you're 70 and a half to take any money out of your 401ks and IRAs. Well, guess what happens then? You know, you might go from the 10 or 15% bracket up to the 25% bracket or higher, all because you waited to take all the money out then. Sometimes it makes sense to take a little bit out, even if you don't need it. Maybe do Roth conversions and such. So, you know, that may be something where you've overpaid in taxes, but you don't really know that because, you know, it was something that you did and you didn't know that there was another option because you didn't have a plan. So any one of these areas can really, if it's overlooked, it can really mess up a lot of your retirement. You may not know why that's happening, but it is happening. And so that's what you really want to be focused on is, you know, really getting that information and finding out, okay, hey, you know, what should I be doing? What things should I make sure I have in place? And so, you know, one of the things that we've come up with is really just a quick report, and it's just going over those top retirement planning issues, these five issues that we've talked about here. It's a nice, quick read, but it can get you thinking about it and get you really say, hey, this is some good information. This is stuff I need to be focused on. Do I have all these aspects in place? And then something you can kind of go back to, you know, time after time. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, there's no cost, no obligation. You know, we're not going to call you a hound you or anything like that. We'll just send you this report. It's all digital. All you have to do is text the word retirement. So retirement issues. And so we want to just text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text the word retirement.
Today, we're talking about ways to help ensure that your retirement strategy is a 5-star rating. And you mentioned, you know, in those points of a really good, solid retirement, the first one is a reliable income plan. So what would be the very first step in building that reliable income plan, Eric?
Well, the toughest thing to do, and the one that people lie about the most, not intentionally, it's more self-deceiving lies, but it's, you know, it's not true regardless, is how much are you going to spend? And lots of times, you know, with good reason, it may be tough to figure this out because maybe you're going to move, maybe you're going to change a bunch of things. Obviously, when you're working, you've got different types of expenses. You know, you got more commuting costs and eating out more maybe for lunches and other things that you may not be doing as much in retirement. But like I said earlier, you got 5 more days a weekend. So
that's nice.
Every
day
is a weekend. So yeah, so if you're a golfer, instead of golfing once or twice a week, you know, you could be doing 4 or 5. Well, that's going to cost more. You know, you could be traveling more. You could be doing, you know, more hobbies, all sorts of stuff. And so the number one thing you have to do to figure out, can I retire, is how much am I going to spend? If you want that report, that retirement report about those top retirement planning issues, again, text retirement 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, and that report will be digitally sent to you. And don't worry, nobody's going to call you or harass you. We'll just send that report, and then it's up to you if you want to get a hold of us. Thanks a lot, and we'll be right back.
We'll have more on how to create a 5-star retirement plan that addresses all the key components when we come back. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. And I want to mention that Eric is an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. He wrote that book to open our eyes to all things that are available for us to have a remarkable retirement. And he helps us see any warning signs on our own financial planning before trouble even begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less. And truly, that's what the show is all about. So thanks so much for joining us today. Eric, it's time right now for you to sort of enlighten us with a financial fail. Now, every single week, Eric tells us something that he's seen happen with retirees or even pre-retirees. He doesn't want it to happen to you so we can learn from our mistakes, right? Or in this case, the mistakes of others. So what do you have for us this week, Eric?
Well, this is just something I see quite often. And so if you had an option of putting money in your right pocket or your left pocket. Say the right pocket's tax-free and the left pocket's taxable. Which one would you pick?
The right pocket, tax-free.
Duh. Right? Tax-free is always better.
Right.
So I'm always amazed that I'll sit down with somebody, and quite often they're working with, you know, maybe it's somebody at a bank, you know, brokerage type of advisor, somebody who's helping them, who's helped them with accounts. Yeah, it's one thing if you're just doing this on your own, but if you have some professional helping you, or sometimes it's even companies like Vanguard or Fidelity, and they have accounts and they talk to the, you know, either the people on the phone or the 800 numbers or get the little emails, but they've got money sitting there in a taxable account. Their income, which all these companies are required by law to know because you have to figure out what's suitable for your situation and such, their income is under the amount for Roth IRAs. So married couple, it's right around 190. Single, I think it's one, you know, around 110, 120 right now. I always have to look those numbers up because they change every year.
Right, but, yeah.
Once you get somewhat close, that's when you want to worry. But and so they've got the ability to move money basically from their left pocket, their taxable pocket, into their right pocket, the tax-free pocket. Now, sometimes these people are even over 59 and a half, which means they could go back and get the money if they needed to. Now, you're supposed to leave it there 5 years after your first contribution to a Roth, but they may have contributed long, long time ago, so there'd actually be no waiting period. So, in other words, there's almost no drawback at all. And you can get this money to be tax-free for the rest of your life. If you don't need it, then it's even tax-free for your kids. Why would you not do that? And, you know, it's just one of these things where you just kind of always go, well, hold it. You know, and I've even, I mean, I just met with somebody recently who's, she had Roth IRA with the same advisor, and he wasn't moving the, you know, the either $6,000 if you're under 50 and $7,000 if you're over 50 to the Roth every year. But they had regular money there, and they had a Roth. All you had to do is do a piece of paper to convert the money over once a year, and now you're going to have tons of extra money. And, you know, I've run into people where, like, one couple recently where they could have done this for about the last 5 years. 5 years of tax-free money growing, that's a lot of money
that they've
missed out on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's growing and growing, compounding. So, yeah, if you're able to do a Roth. Now, once you hit higher incomes, you know, or maybe you do a big stock sale or something, you know, sometimes, yeah, you may not be able to do a Roth, but I've got three boys, and, you know, I guarantee you, the only thing they're going to be funding first is a Roth. I mean, they have a 401k with a match, okay, get the match, but beyond that, it'll all be Roth because, you know, this government we have right now has no desire to lower national debt. They're just raising it, raising it, raising it. So, you know, we're not paying our bills by any means, so that means some point we're going to have to pay the piper. And you know, the more you can have on the tax-free side of the ledger, man, you're going to be way better off.
Please explain the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy, please.
Well, the easiest way to tell you the difference is if you open a box of Legos, which my sons have tens of thousands of them, and they come in numbered bags, and usually each bag is roughly one section of whatever you're building. But without the instructions, it's really hard to figure out where that should go. And so what I find most people are doing is they may be grouping and moving colors together, like looking at asset allocation, looking at the investment strategies, but there's no real plan there. And that may be okay when you're just working and you're just trying to grow the money. You don't care how it comes. You just, you know, want your 100 grand to be 200 grand to be, you know, 500 grand at some point, right? And keep going. But when you're going close to retirement, if you're 50 plus, that's when you need to start focusing on an actual income plan. That's when you got, okay, I got to find the directions because this thing's not looking right. And, you know, if you're trying to build a car and there's no wheels on it, then your Lego design is wrong.
True.
So same thing with an income plan. If you're just hoping that you're just going to withdraw money and take money out and there's no plan, you could really have the whole thing get messed up and just crumble down. So really that's what we want to do is have an income plan that says, how long is this money going to last? So the income plan, first and foremost, should answer that. How long is my money going to last? How much can I spend? And there should be inflation increases in there. And it should count for taxes. And so that's the two big things. And anytime you talk to anybody about retirement, number one fear, running out of money. So the income plan will tell you whether or not that's going to happen, and then also how much you can spend. Then you do the investment strategy. But unfortunately, a lot of people are just focused so much on the investment part because it's more fun, and then they ignore the income plan. Well, now you're just building stuff with no direction, and who knows what it's going to end up looking like. Not only, of course, is there a need for that income plan and that, you know, that investment plan, but you also got to make sure you can hang in there and you've got one that you can stomach. And so one of the things that's been happening more and more, happened several times in 2018, now it's happening more in 2019, is understanding market corrections. What should you do? And more importantly, what should you not do? I mean, how much action should you take and how much should you not take? How does it change based on age and more, even more than that? So we've got a great quick little PDF, about 8 or 10 page thing to really read and understand market corrections, really understand what you should be worried about, what you shouldn't be worried, what you should do, maybe what you shouldn't be doing. And so if that's something you'd like to get, no cost, no obligation, we're not going to call you or anything. We'll just digitally send you this report. All you have to do is text the word market, like stock market, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market to 800-454-1184.
So I know it's really important to keep our money growing in retirement. You've got to have some kind of growth because things are just going to be more expensive. But I want to understand how we can learn more about the costs and fees that we're currently paying, Eric.
So like when we're sitting down with a client, we have a process called creating the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want people to worry less about their retirement money and their portfolio and more about having fun and enjoying life. And, you know, that's really the key to retirement is having, you know, doing the things you want to do. And so, you know, you want to make sure that money keeps growing. You want to ensure there's inflation increases throughout your retirement because things don't get cheaper. They only get more expensive, as we all know. But also you want to see how much you're paying in fees and costs. So, you know, if you've got letters after your mutual funds like A, B, C, those types of things, usually that means there's a higher fee that you're paying inside that mutual fund. It's what I like to call legally disclosed and legally invisible. So you can't see it. Huh. They told you about it in that nice short little 200 page thing that's in, you know, really junky paper that you know, you don't even want to touch. You know, and so, you know, you want to know what you're paying and you want to look at all that. And so really what you want to do is sit down and ideally go over and have like a real plan, you know, have that income plan figured out. How, you know, it has to be a written income plan. So you can go back and check it, see it, make sure it's really there. So it can't be just a projection. It has to be something written where year by year, are you going to be okay? Then look at the investment plan. How much are you paying fees and costs? Do you have foundational assets? Do you have stuff that can't be lost in the market but still earns more than like bonds earning 1 or 2 or 3%? Do you have steady income stuff? Stuff that's paying you 5, 6, 7% ideally on a monthly basis. That's not in the stock market on a daily basis either. And then you'd want to have that market money. So you want to, first of all, have all those types of assets and then make sure that, you know, you're not overpaying for fees, or that if you're paying for something, are you getting what you should out of that arrangement? you know, so one of the easiest ways to kind of do all this is really to sit down and get kind of a second opinion, or really just get a plan in place. And, you know, so what we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually sit down with people. We'll show them that whole process. We'll say, here's the plan that you have right now, even though you don't know what you have. We'll show you where that is. We'll show you the fees and costs. We'll show you all those things. And then, you know, we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you should probably change. Here's some things you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. You know, so if that's something you'd like to do, you'd actually want to sit down and really get some good information and really learn more about your own situation and make sure you're in charge and not the government. All you have to do is text the word visit, and we can set up a free visit. Again, no cost, no obligation. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text word visit to 800-454-1184, or you can always book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs. So wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, that's why we do this show every weekend, because Eric wants to help you, give you some helpful advice about retirement. Today, we've been talking about having a five-star retirement plan. And in order to have one, we believe there are five components that you need. Without all five, you're not going to have that five-star plan. One of the key components is tax efficiency strategies. So, Eric, how often do people overlook their tax liabilities in retirement? Pretty often, huh?
Oh, yeah. By far, a huge area that people miss and kind of mess up on. And, you know, unfortunately, most people, if they're using tax software, is not going to sit down and have a discussion with you about what you should be doing. Have some little pop-ups and say, buy this and buy that. But beyond that, I find most tax software is very lacking on any actual forward advice. And even when people are paying somebody to do their taxes, most tax people are doing anywhere from 30 to 50 tax returns a week during tax time, and they got no time for you.
Yeah.
So they're just doing the reporting, but they're not doing any tax planning. There's actually like three kind of zones, if you want to call that, tax zones for people in retirement. So the first one may or may not be one that you have, but if you retire before you turn on Social Security, so you don't have to wait, you know, you don't have to retire only when you turn on Social Security. You can, retire before then. So
<Yeah. laughs>
say you retire at 60 or 62 or whatever, but you haven't turned on, you're not going to turn on Social Security until you're 66 or 67. Then you're going to have a pretty low income initially. So you're going to have to be using up other assets to get by initially. But you're going to be able to create your income because you don't have anything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you hit Social Security age, now you've got a baseline of income. Now you've got, you know, however much that is, if it's $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of Social Security coming in, that's going to set you up at one minimum tax bracket and kind of go on top of that based on, you know, how much you're taking out of IRAs, 401ks, all those types of things. Well, at 70 and a half, you've got no choice. You have to be taking out so much money out of every retirement plan that you have. If it's an IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, all the different fours. if you're taking money out of any of those, and you have to by law, Plus, there's no reason to not take Social Security past age 70. There's absolutely no reason, unless you just want to donate money to the government, which I still haven't found that person who wants to do that. So at 70 and 70 and a half, so 70, you'll have Social Security, 100% sure you'll have that turned on. 70 and a half, you'll have to be taking money out of your retirement accounts. So from there on, you've got a pretty high baseline of income that, yeah, you don't have any control over. You have to keep taking it out. Most of that's required by law. So you're going to start off with a lower bracket, medium bracket, and then a higher bracket. So when do you want to take money out of your taxable accounts? When you're the lowest bracket.
Right.
When do most CPAs and tax people tell you to take money out of your accounts that are tax deferred? Oh, wait till that you can get more deferral, get more deferral. Defer yourself into a bracket that's double or maybe triple what you're in today. What? Hold on. they don't say that, but and they don't think about it, but that's really what they're doing, is they're telling you to pay a way higher bracket. So there's a lot of strategies you can do in your early 60s, especially mid 60s. You can still do a lot of stuff, and then once you're 70 plus, there's a lot less tax planning you can do because a lot of it's being dictated to you. So, you know, really what you got to do is sit down and do forward tax planning. And we actually have this tax map software, which is great. So I can take somebody's tax return, update it with whatever numbers, you know, income for this year, and pretty close, within, you know, very small margin, we get a pretty accurate number of what your tax, you know, actual real tax bracket's going to be, how much percentage of income you'll be paying a tax. Not, you know, the brackets are less important. But maybe say you're in the, you know, 15 and going up to the, was it 22 now? You know, you're about to go to that next bracket. Well, maybe you could do some Roth conversion if you don't need more money. You know, use up that lower bracket, use up the rest of that 15% bracket. Well, how do you know where you are? You have to do it, you know, in 2019 for 2019 tax year. And then we can say, okay, hey, maybe we can do a $10,000 Roth conversion and it'll be all at that lower bracket. But if we did 15, maybe it throws you into the next one. And so that's kind of the planning that somebody should be doing today. If your financial advisor says, I don't do any tax planning, and your accountant or tax preparer doesn't really do any tax planning other than tax reporting, that's when you know you need more help. You know, you need to be looking at stuff and really, you know, being smarter about things. So, you know, that, I guess that's probably one of the biggest things, is just knowing what phase, what zone of taxes you're in retirement and planning ahead. So one of the things we do have here is we do actually have a tax strategies report for retirement. And this will go over several different ideas, several different things you want to be thinking about. And it's just a really good way to kind of get your head around, okay, these are the things I should be paying attention to, focusing to really lower my taxes for the rest of my life, not for just 1 year. And so that's something you'd like to take advantage of. All you got to do is text the word tax, just T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184, and you'll get a digital report sent right back to you. Nobody's going to call you. We're not going to bug you. Just give you that report, give you that information. So if you, again, want to get that, all you have to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, if we deferred our taxes, you know, like we do when we put our savings in our 401ks, is there anything we can do to help lower the tax bill?
Well, the 401k is procrastination. It's tax procrastination.
I guess so.
So don't tax me now. Tax me later.
Yeah.
I have endless numbers of conversations every single week with people going, why am I being taxed so heavy? Because you said, don't tax me now. Tax me later. And it's later. And so a lot of times people don't realize how bad later can be when you've built up a lot of taxable stuff. So, you know, getting the match, of course, in the 401k is really helpful. If you have a Roth 401k, you might want to look at doing that, where you can, this is irrespective of income restrictions. If you have the Roth 401k, you could put money in, you know, with after-tax dollars. So the thing that sucks is you pay the tax now, but if you've got 10, 20, 30 years for that money to build up, my gosh, get that money tax-free. Why do a loan with the government? I mean, basically with a 401k, you're saying, okay, can I have a loan? And I'm okay with not knowing what the interest rate is. I won't know what the payment is, but just give me the money. I mean, that'd be a horrible loan to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But that's basically what you're doing with a 401k is you're loaning that money that you owe to the government. And you're saying, okay, go ahead, charge me whatever you want when I get there. And I have no idea what it'll be.
Never thought of it.
The better you do, the better you do investing, the more money that the government will get. So they're more than happy to help you with doing that. So yeah, so that's one of the tough things about retirement. So, you know, anything, if you can have more than one bucket, if everything's 100% taxable, there's very little tax planning I can actually do with you because everything's 100% taxable. So if you have some money that's tax-free, you have some money that's, you know, like normal investments, like, you know, some of it's got maybe gains, but some of it's got cost basis, then we can start doing tax planning. But if 100% of all your money is all pre-tax, you know, you're out of control. The government's going to pick your taxes for you and you don't have much say in the matter. So yeah, definitely you want to have some tax diversification also in your retirement plan. You know, that's one of the things that really, you know, it's tougher to figure out because you don't necessarily know, but at least the premiums you want to be accounting for and making sure that's into that income plan. So, you know, again, we were talking about taxes also, and you know, if you wanted to get that tax report, those tax strategies that are so critical for making your retirement the best it can be and lowering that tax burden for the rest of your life, not just 1 year. If you wanted to get that report, again, no cost, no obligation. We'll just send it to you digitally. Nobody's going to call you or harass you. All you have to do is text the word TAX, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word TAX to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross, who's our reverse mortgage guru, a way to get money out of your house without having to go someplace else and shrivel up in the sun, the raisin plan, as I like to call it.
That's great.
But yeah, good to have you here. So, Marilyn, we always got to start these with the same question. What is, and probably more importantly, what is not a reverse mortgage?
Well, a reverse mortgage is a way to access the equity in your home, 62 and older, for seniors, because it's pretty hard to get a loan at the bank unless you've got stated income. And a lot of us are, I'm not retired, but a lot of people are retired and can't get the money out of their house. So a reverse mortgage allows you to access your equity, non-taxable, which is fabulous, rather than accessing it through your portfolio or whatever, selling something, you have to pay tax, probably penalties to sell. And it allows you to not make a payment. And so if you went and could refinance your house, you'd have a payment to make. But with this, you can not make a payment. But the nice part is, if you want to, you can. You can make one and never again, or as many as you want, or none.
Right.
And with a traditional mortgage, the thing that is upsetting is you miss three or four payments and you're in foreclosure.
With a note on the door.
A note on the door.
Sheriff
out.
Coming to kick you out.
Right. With a reverse mortgage, it cannot be foreclosed upon. There's three things you have to keep up, though, which is your property tax, your homeowner's insurance, and keep the house in decent repair. And nobody can ever foreclose on you. You can stay in that house, either one of you, if you're married. It goes by the youngest on title. This is not a loan to value like a traditional mortgage. This is age to value. So the value of the property plus your age plus the interest rate determines how much is available to you.
The older you get, the more you can get.
The older you get, the more you get. So, and you never have to make a payment. At the end, when you're both gone, or if you're going to sell the house or however it works out, it's paid off through escrow, just like a traditional mortgage is.
Now, the thing that people always say is, I mean, I just actually had somebody say this to me who'd gotten the quote, and they said, oh, but I don't want to lose control of my house. And I'm like, what are
Absolutely.
You talking about? You don't lose control. You don't lose equity.
No.
So,
but it's very terrible out there because people, when this went into effect in the 80s under Reagan, that's what happened. You want to do a reverse mortgage? The lender or the bank would go on your title, which means, hey, they're your partner in your home. You sell it, they get them half the money. Well, that didn't last very long, but it was so bad that people today still have that misconception that the bank is going to own the house. I have that happen all the time. People say, wow, I really want to do this, but I don't want the bank to own my house. I want to leave it to my children, my heirs, whoever it is.
Which is crazy when they have a regular mortgage because the bank doesn't own your house when you have a regular mortgage.
Exactly.
So why would they do it now?
And I tell them, okay, you have a regular mortgage now. On your title, you're the only one on title. There is a lien on the property, of course, from the mortgage holder. That will be with a reverse. That would be taken care of, wiped out, and then the reverse would be the lien, but not on the title. So when you pass, either one of you, it goes to your heirs. It can be in a trust. You determine and say how I want this to be dispersed after my death. And that's just what happens. Your heirs have the ability to say, you know what? I want to keep this house. They can pay off what you owe, what you've used, and they keep title to it. Yeah. Or they can say, we're going to sell it. And in which case, your reverse gets paid off out of the escrow, and they get the rest. So if it's a $1 million home and you owe $400,000, the $400,000 gets paid off, and the heirs get the six, less, of course, fees for realtors and everything.
Yeah, and so it's really no different than paying off a normal mortgage. Actually, it's kind of nicer, right? Because if you had a normal mortgage, you have to make those monthly payments. You have, what, 9 months before you have to?
After you pass, you mean?
Yeah.
It's 6 months. You have 6 months with 2 3-month extensions.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But, of course, it's best to do it right away because interest is accruing after you pass until that's sold, just like it would be if you were alive.
But then the person gets to step up in basis and then keep the property.
Absolutely.
13 tax basis if they're going to keep the house and, you know, all sorts of great benefits and all because you didn't sell it.
Absolutely.
And didn't pay the huge tax gain. And, you know, and so that's why we're really here to help people figure out, you know, if I want to stay here and I don't want to move someplace, I want to stay where all my friends are, where I know everybody. Hey, this is the way to do it and keep some cash out. And then obviously, like you said, if you have an existing mortgage or especially if you have a home equity line of credit, which is no longer tax deductible under the new tax law, and so many seniors use home equity lines of credit, they were a great interest rate. Now, if you look at your interest rate, it's probably 5 or 6%. It's not so nice
anymore. I just
had
a call from somebody who said, oh my gosh, my interest on my line of credit went so far up. I want to look into this because this is something I think I need to do. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great option. You know what? Nothing is right for everybody, but I'm the first one to tell you, if I don't think it's the right thing to do, there I am. I'll say, you know what? If you can get away from this, don't do it. Because my first question to a client is, do you want to stay here? And 99.9% of the time, people say, I've lived in this house for 50, 60 years. I don't want to move. This is where I want to die. And then, okay, great, I'll proceed. But if they say I'm going to move in 6 months or a year, I always say, you know what? Let's look at other options for you because why go through all of this and then you're going to move? But I've had people say to me, I don't care. I want to do this because I need the money and I need it now. So it just depends on the situation. It's all about, with me, it's all about the client. What's right for the client is the way I'm going to go.
And so if somebody wants to get a quote from you, how would they get a hold of you?
They would call me at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And of course, you can also find a link at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we're talking with Marilyn Brell Ross about reverse mortgages. So you said there's some new products out here that are kind of more, you know, a little bit more interesting and give you some more options. So tell us a little bit more about that.
The regular reverse mortgage is called the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
Not Heckman.
No, not Heckman. Right, HECM. And that has it's a government loan, and it has a lending max claim amount of $726,250, which just went up at the first of the year. It was $679,000. So what that means is you're going to get a portion of that amount. Even if your home is worth $2 million, you're only going to get a portion of the max claim amount, depending on your age. So in our market here in this valley, it really isn't helping a lot because people, the values have gone up so much. So they've got the jumbo product and lots of them new products in the jumbo. You can do one and take all the money out. They have one that's called a select where you can take out enough to pay the house. You have to take out 50%, leave the rest in a line of credit, just like it would be in a bank. And that's good for 10 years. Nobody will do anything for 10 years. And then you can request it to go longer. And in that 10-year period, you can use that line of credit. And of course, when you use it, that's when it starts accruing interest that you would owe at the end, not while it's sitting there.
Yeah. And the nice thing, of course, is this is tax-free money. So that means you're not having to pay taxes on, say, taking extra money out of your IRA to go on a fun trip or do something or even improve the house. Yeah, you're not cashing in stock that has a huge capital gain.
Right.
You know, you can be saving a lot of taxes, actually.
Yes.
By using this money. And I don't think people really pay attention to that.
They don't.
Necessarily.
Until it's time and you go, oh, what? I don't even have to report this on my taxes. You know, then I'm not paying anything to use this money because it's the equity. It's your equity. Nobody goes on
time. So if you want to get a quote again and find out a little bit more about these new programs, why don't you give us your number again?
408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. If you want to get a little bit more information, go to wealthcreatorradio.com or give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademark Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. How does estate planning fit into this five-star retirement plan, Eric?
Obviously, it's critical to figure out who gets your stuff when you're gone, but also who's going to take care of you. You know, does somebody else have the ability to withdraw the money that's required by law out of your IRA? Because your spouse can't be on your IRA because the I stands for individual. So, you know, you need to have those durable powers of attorney. You really, if you own any property, you really need to have a living trust so that way you don't pay it all to the attorneys at the end and it goes quickly to whoever you want it to go to. But, you know, more importantly also, it can really help your family after you're gone. And I just see it all the time that people seem all happy and seem all nice and then things get really ugly. You know, I had one case years ago where there's four siblings. They all inherited the mom's house. At the time, it was worth about $800,000, probably be 1.5 now.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they all should have gotten $200,000. But one of them was renting an apartment. So she's like, I'll move in. Another one was just getting divorced. He'll move in.
Oh, no.
So now you had two living there and two going, where's my money? And, of course, the one who's divorced wanted to pay off the other siblings, but you can't get a loan and you can't do a bunch of legal stuff when you're trying to get divorced until that's all settled. So it took them about 2.5 years before they got their money out of, out of it. And obviously that breeded a lot of animosity, not good feelings between everybody. But, you know, there's also other times where, you know, if you sit down with them, figure out, I've got another client that the teacher hasn't made a ton of money, you know, never had stock options, none of that stuff, but, you know, her parents just passed away and they had sat down with her and her sister and said, you know, what would you like to do with the family home and, you know, after we're gone? And they figured out they wanted to rent it and just kind of keep it going. And, you know, now that's given her about $1,500 a month is her half of the rent. And, you know, that should keep going up with inflation. And, you know, that's about a third of what she needed to live on for retirement.
Huh.
Is just coming out of this family house, and that's just her half. So it's helping her and her sister, and, you know, there's no animosity. They'd already pre-planned it and figured it out, and, you know, so sitting down, I mean, nobody likes to talk about all that stuff, but, man, it's amazing how everybody can be, you know, all happy and get along great, and then something happens, money comes out, and lots of times not even the siblings. Sometimes it's the spouses and other things. The last part is probably the craziest one is actually it's the junk, what most people would call junk.
Right.
But in your family, it's that sentimental thing. It's the, you know, the really bad painting that grandma painted. That would have been my grandma. You know, but people would fight over that or, you know, complain about this or that. And, you know, so there's just a lot of stuff that you might have. So making sure, you know, if there's something sentimental that somebody has, you know, ask them about it early and get that written in there so that way it just doesn't have any of those issues down the road. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for having a good plan there. But really what you want to do is what we do with our clients here is create that blueprint to worry less wealth where you look at that income plan. Make sure you've got that money for the rest of your life and you're not going to run out. Have that tax plan so you can pay the least taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year. Look at the healthcare issues along the way. Make sure they're accounted for. And then lastly, make sure everything's in the right spot. And that's what you can do with that legacy plan. So, you know, we do this for no cost, no obligation. We just kind of take somebody through this process, show them what they have right now, what course they're on. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not or do this on your own. So if you would like to take advantage of that, text the word VISIT, V-I-S-I-T, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or you can schedule online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.